Today is Thursday, January 10th, 2013, and this is my second podcast of the new year. It's the time of the year when we start to have all of these award shows. Last night was the People's Choice Awards, and this weekend, I believe on Sunday, is going to be the Golden Globes, and today the Oscar nominations were announced. And I went and checked out the nominees, and I have not seen a single one of the movies. That's not surprising, because I have not been going to the movies for several years. So I'm, you know, not surprised I haven't seen them. However, there are some that I want to see, only because I've heard about them at, you know, other times and, you know, other places and news and so forth. But for Best Picture, there was only 9 nominations this year. One for Amour, Life of Pi, Argo, Lincoln, Beasts of the Southern Wild, Silver Linings Playbook, Django Unchained, I don't know if I'm saying that right, Zero Dark Thirty, and Les Miserables. The ones I want to see of those Best Pictures nominations are Beasts of the Southern Wild. Now, I know that that's a very... a film that has not been out in the theaters very much, but I'm sure now that it's been nominated, it will get some more notoriety and so forth. I want to see that because on Sunday, on the CBS Sunday Morning Show, they did a profile of the little girl who was 5 years old when they filmed the movie. It's the first time she was acting, and she also got a nomination for Best Actress, the youngest nomination for Best Actress. Anyway, they profiled the movie and the actors, a couple of the actors and actresses in that movie, and it looks like it's going to be really good, and I really want to see that one. The other one, of course, I want to see is Lincoln, only because of the historical nature, and because Sally Field got nominated for Best Supporting Actress, and I'm really... cheering for her because, you know, she's won 2 before, and the second one when she said, "You like me, you really like me," or maybe it was the first one, I'm not sure. But in any case, those are the 2 films that I'm interested in seeing, but I'll probably have to wait until they come out on Netflix or DVD or something before I will see them. Now, moving on to the actor in a leading role, Bradley Cooper was nominated for Silver Linings Playbook. Joaquin Phoenix, Denzel Washington, Daniel Day-Lewis, and Hugh Jackman for Les Mis. I don't know about Les Mis. It's got, you know, 3 or 4 of the major award nominations. But I was really surprised at Bradley Cooper with Silver Linings Playbook, although I hear that movie got, like, the most nominations, 12 or something like that, in all of the leading categories. So I think that is going to be interesting. Although I don't really have any desire to see the movie. That's the problem. Not really a problem, but... And then Denzel Washington. Isn't this his, like, 2nd or 3rd nomination? I'm not sure about that either. Hugh Jackman, too. I thought that was interesting for Les Mis. Actress in a leading role. And that, here's the thing about this category. I don't even know half of these people. Jessica Chastain... Jennifer Lawrence, Emanuela Riva, Naomi Watts, and I can't pronounce the little girl's name, Quavishanane Wallace from The Beasts of the Southern Wild. That's the movie I want to see. Of these nominees, I don't know who I would pick, because I don't think they're going to pick the little girl. It's her first movie. That would be absolutely amazing if they picked her. Of course, that's one reason why you would want to watch the Oscars, to see if she wins. Naomi Watts for The Impossible? I don't even know about that. Jennifer Lawrence for Silver Linings Playbook? I don't know about that. I mean, I don't know about these people. The good thing is that they, on the Oscar website, you can see the trailer for the movie, so I might have to check out some of those trailers. And then moving on to the... And not the most important categories, but the actor and actress in the supporting role. For actor, they have Alan Arkin, Robert De Niro, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Tommy Lee Jones, and Christoph Waltz. Those four top names are those are like major players in Hollywood. Alan Arkin, Robert De Niro, Philip Seymour Hoffman, and Tommy Lee Jones. Those are huge. And the same goes for the actress in a supporting role, Amy Adams, Sally Field, Anne Hathaway, Helen Hunt, and I don't know this one, Jackie Weaver. But those four women, I think that's going to be an excellent little competition to watch. Helen Hunt, I'm so glad she got nominated for something again, because, you know, once she got won the Oscar for As Good As It Gets, she kind of fell off the, you know, the what's the word? I don't even know. She hasn't really done very many movies. And if she has, they've been low budget and small films and not really gotten major attention, at least as far as I remember. But Sally Field, oh, I really hope she gets it because it'll be her third, I think. And then she'll be in that league with Meryl Streep and the women who have won more than two. Anyway, I think it will be an interesting show. And of course, I will be tuning in to watch. I'll definitely have to check out some of these trailers and see some of the movies maybe. I say that every year, but I never do. I have to wait for quite a while before they'll come out on DVD for me to watch. So anyway, moving on to other things. Since my last podcast, I have been keeping track of the birds that I have seen in 2013 and been able to photograph because, I got that new camera for myself for Christmas. And last weekend was like a bird bonanza. It was unbelievable. Started out on Saturday, I saw, and I put all these on my blog. I started out by seeing a tufted titmouse. And then the same time I was looking at the trees, I saw three house finches. And then I saw a pileated woodpecker, all within like 15 minutes of each other, and my camera was going crazy shooting pictures, and that's posted over on my blog. And then on Sunday, I was really treated to seeing a brand new bird that I have never seen before, and come to find out, they're actually rare in my area, especially at this time of the year. But we went to a winery on Sunday out in Middleburg, Virginia, which is about an hour away, and my partner saw this bird on a tree, and I'm like, where is it? Where is it? So I got my camera out, and I was focusing on it. And I'm like, I have never seen that before. I don't know what kind of bird that is. So I snapped probably like 100 pictures. And, once I get home, I can see the picture's really large, and I can see the details of the bird. And then I start doing my research to find out that what I saw was a juvenile yellow-bellied sapsucker. And they're not really in my area. Like, if you look in like the bird books and stuff, a very small sliver of their, I don't know if they're not breeding ground or where they like to live, whatever, is in my area. And I saw this bird. And I was telling a colleague about seeing this bird, and she did not believe me. She hadn't seen the picture yet at that time, but she did not believe me. So the next day she brought in her bird book, and she's like, are you sure it looked like this? And I said, let me show you the picture. So I pulled up the picture on my iPad, and I showed her. And she's like, oh my gosh. She said she's never seen one of those, and she's been a bird watcher for years. So I got a really good bird this early in the year, the juvenile yellow-bellied sapsucker. I was so pleased. And then I decided I'm going to go ahead and photograph all the little birds, too, because the ones that you see every day. So I also saw, and this was on Tuesday, I saw a house sparrow, got a decent picture of that, and then the white-throated sparrow. And I have a picture of that. And that one's distinctive for its little bit of yellow above its eyes. So I've just been going crazy with the birds. Let's see. I think that's six if I count. One, two, three, four, five, six. I've seen six birds so far in 2013 and been able to photograph them. I'm only counting the ones that I photographed. And on my website, you can click on the birds tab and keep track of, with me, the different birds that I have seen and photographed. Now, this weekend is supposed to be warm on Saturday and Sunday, and I'm hoping to see some more birds. So I will be updating the blog with the finds I see, the birds I see. I was thinking about doing this little, how Big Fatty has music for, or openings for all of his little segments of a show. I was thinking of creating a little segment opener and calling it This Week in Birds. but I didn't do it. I couldn't find what I was looking for in terms of music and the sound, so I did not do it. Coming up this weekend, I'm going to my partner's house because we're going to see a concert, or we're going to listen to a concert on Saturday and then go out to dinner, and I don't know what we're going to do on Sunday. So I'll be at his house for the whole weekend. And last weekend I was at his house. We took down his Christmas decorations, and as he says, I killed Christmas. I helped him kill Christmas because he is such a big fan of Christmas. One last thing. I got an email from my sister who lives in right near Mineral, Virginia, where the big earthquake was last year, or whenever it was, 2011. I'm sure you remember there was a 5.8 earthquake in Mineral, Virginia. I believe it was August 23rd, 2011. Well, anyway, she sent us an email, all my family members an email, saying that last night they had another earthquake, but it was only a 2.0. But it was centered like a mile from where she lives, so she definitely felt it, she said. And they consider this an aftershock because there had been no major seismic activity in the area. So this was just considered an aftershock. But even so, if you were a mile from a 2.0 earthquake, I think you're going to feel it. There was no damage or anything like that. She just said that it rattled the house like before, all the other aftershocks. So earthquake activity still happening. Now let's see, what else is going on? You know, all the stuff's in the news. Every day there's something in the news. Who Obama is appointing for, all the different positions that are opening up in his cabinet. And I'm not really following that. I'm not really concerned about it. There was this big thing on the news about he's only nominating white men now. These, blocking out the women. I'm like, don't go there. He has 43 women in his. I think it's 43 women. 43% of all of his posts are women, or something like that. So you can't say that he's, avoiding women. That's just not true. And then all of the stuff with the gun control. And there was another shooting in California today where a kid went into a high school and shot another kid, and I don't think the kid died, though, but he was in critical condition, last thing I heard on the news. And then with Biden's whole talking about gun control, I think the NRA is going to give them a big block any kind of legislation going through. But I think it is time to talk gun control. And I'm looking forward to hearing what he proposes next week. I believe it's next week he's going to put out his proposal for changes in the gun laws. So that will be interesting. And I've been seeing a lot of, changing topic, of course, seeing a lot of interesting skies in the evening. One day this week I was on my way to work and I saw the moon. It was like this little sliver of a moon. And I did have my camera with me. I tried to take pictures, but I didn't have a tripod. So, of course, my hand shaking messed up the focus on the picture, so I didn't keep those. But I did take a couple pictures of the sky, and I think I might post one of the sky with this podcast. So you can go over to the blog and check it out. So that's actually all I have for this week. Not much else going on. So I hope your week has gone well and you're doing well. And that's all for now. So until next time, bye.